It's been two weeks.
And we're finally back.
Yes.
I've got a gigantic stomach full of possibly poisonous Fruit Loops.
I've just got a gigantic stomach.
Good. Yes, I read, I don't know if you noticed that article.
On what?
On Kellogg's? Who makes Fruit Loops?
I don't know. Ginger
Let's
Mills,
say,
one of those two?
Yeah, one of those. Recalled like 1,000,000 boxes.
And you still thought
So
it
I
was...
just consumed, it's all I have left, so.
You're like, well.
I'll take my chances.
Whatever, I had Oreos and a pita pocket for lunch.
Nice. You know what I had for lunch the other day?
What?
Excuse me. I went to Za in Cambridge.
I have not heard of this place.
Dumb name.
Yeah.
Guess what they sell?
Pizza?
No. No, I'm kidding. They do. It's good. It's cheap. I mean, it's not phenomenal pizza, but you get like a little 10-inch pizza all by your onesie, and it's only like $6.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's worth it.
Yeah, so that's what we've been eating lately. So,
that's pretty much all I had for this week.
So, yeah, sorry for the 2 missed weeks. I was away on vacation. We had a kind of a hard time trying getting together in the middle zones between my two trips.
It's been, yeah, a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, but here we are. We're back. Not abandoning you again yet.
And enjoy it, because I won't be here next week. So I'm not exactly sure how we're going to.
All right, we'll maybe do that. We will maybe do something.
I'll Skype from. I'm going on vacation, which will be fun.
Ah, so you're going to the Bahamas.
I'm going to the Bahamas.
Cool.
Yes, from the 17th to the 24th.
I hear it's nice down there this time of year.
It's probably gonna be 17,024 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll do great in my pale Irish complexion.
It's been hot in Boston all week, like unbearably hot, and then just today we got the quenching rain. It turned into an absolute monsoon for about an hour, and I was about to leave to come over here, and myself and Gordon Lighttooth are standing on the front steps just watching like the rain come down in sheets, and we look over to like the cross street at the end of my road, and we see just like steam shooting up from the road, and we're like, what is going on? Like, we thought maybe there was like a clogged like sewer drain that was like trying to get pockets of air out or something. And then the middle of the road, it was like at the end of Ghostbusters when like the earth just kind of like buckles into mountains and they fall out.
It didn't actually do that, did it?
A bubble like the
It was concrete?
as if somebody put a giant straw underneath the concrete and like a bubble formed in the concrete and then split and then just like started spraying like water in the air, because I think what had happened was a crack formed in the side of the road. There's all this water pouring up the sidewalk, filled underneath the pavement, and then just like filled up with water.
How the hell did you get here?
It just kind of went back down, and now it's just the road's cracked, but like everyone was driving over it just fine. We called the police. It was
someone's
crazy.
Going nosediving into that.
Yeah,
into
it's gonna
that
be like,
hell mouth.
It's going to be like that pit in Guatemala that just opened up and swallowed a building.
It's going to swallow your whole neighborhood to perfect circle.
I'm really glad I'm moving soon.
That is terrifying.
Yeah.
We made up for not having much rain over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It looked like a Universal Studios tram ride off the side of my house. Like, oh, it's monsoon season. So, yeah, that's about it. Before we move on, I have just a few other things here to talk about. But do you have a question?
Oh, yeah, I do. So my question, pretty basic. If you could choose any mode of conveyance for your standard daily commute, what would you do? Like, doesn't have to be street legal. Just any sort of vehicle to get around in on your daily. Or maybe not a vehicle, just something you want to ride.
The fan twill dump.
I've been meaning to write that music and I just haven't gotten around to it.
So I got so many people commenting how much they loved that and how put off they were by it. But my means of conveyance.
I was thinking at first hovercraft, then I was like, I don't know. And then I was thinking people. Maybe either just like on someone's back or like old ancient Egypt time where you get in a big chair and then just have people carry you around. Because that's not fast.
That'd be awesome.
Probably all that comfortable, but people think you are important.
Oh, yep. When you said hovercraft, I immediately started thinking animals with no legs that could hover. Like a hover dog. Or a hover horse. That'd be awesome. I would think people would think you were important then, too.
Yeah, or if it would be possible, I would just, like... So you know how the X-Men character Iceman would just kind of throw down ice?
Like sheets,
sheets of ice. And skate along. He was like the Silver Surfer, except destroyed everywhere he went. I would like to do that with Slip and Slide. Just be like, what?
Just be able to, like, shoot out a crocodile mile all around
just,
town.
Just keep going. Without the bump at the end that knocks the wind out of you every time. Without fail.
Now, would it make contact with the ground, or would you have to deal with, like, different surfaces?
Oh,
like,
that's what a if good point.
A stick makes it so you go flying into the Prudential Center.
I guess it would have to hover, because if it was just on the pavement, yeah, just one misplaced pool rock could
or maybe
could gut you like a velociraptor.
Now, would you be lying on your stomach?
Yeah, sliding.
Just maybe a big half-naked Sophie Chris shooting through the city.
Going to work, out of my way.
It's a big meaty torpedo. That would be great if it hovered at first while you were on it, but then like kind of like floated plastically to the ground.
Yeah.
So you just have that yellow tape all around the whole city. Soapy, slimy tape.
That would be good. That's what I want.
My
birthday's coming birthday's up. Someone make up. It so.
We'll make this, get someone to do an oil painting of Chris on his belly shooting through the city. Oh, God, that's good. So, Idiot Cafe is switching internet providers. Oh. And yes, it's a bit of news. We're going from RCN to Comcast. Oh. Comcast, which, what?
Have fun with Comcast.
Well, have you had RCN?
No.
I don't think we'll have plenty of fun with Comcast. So, yeah, we have RCN now. We might as well have designed the network ourselves. Because the internet, on and off, all the time. Television stations disappear. There was no Discovery Channel for a week.
Oh.
I don't know where it went. It was just black, nothing. So, yeah, it was awful. So we decided this guy, who I'm hoping works for Comcast, came by and offered us this incredible deal and whatnot. So we're doing that, and we're getting faster internet and 100 HD channels and all that crap.
Nice.
And, yeah, it should be good. And we're also getting a phone line.
Yeah, we did the same thing. We had to do
this. It's just part of the plan. It's part of the plan.
We called like a couple months back to be like, hey, is there any way we can get a cheaper deal? And
Gordon?
Whatever my nickname's roommate is.
He was talking to him,
and the guy was like, well, for your plan of like, you know, these channels plus this much HD, we can't do anything for you. But if you wanted to sign up and add a phone line and Stars, we could knock like $20 off your monthly bill. Like, yeah, why don't we do that,
okay,
then?
Why don't we just take some more stuff from you?
And, like, we don't even keep a phone, but, like, every now and again, it's like, a telemarketer will, like, call, like, that number, and it shows up on our TV, and we're like, whoa, what is going on?
Oh, really?
But, yeah, there's not even a phone attached to it, but we have the number.
Wait, so when someone calls you, it shows up on the television?
Yeah, because it's all the same modem. Like, the modem, like, it goes into, like, the modem, and the modem feeds, like, the cable box and the phone line.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't want people popping up on my television.
It doesn't happen that often. I think you can turn it off, too.
Oh, okay, good. I'm sorry. I forgot we're recording something, to be honest with you.
It's but supposed my to be point so is, interesting.
I was going to go in, and ask more questions about Comcast, but you don't give a shit.
Entertainers, through.
My point was, the 88 Cafe will soon have a phone. So if I can get a telephone that doesn't ring, call us and leave messages.
Oh, yeah.
So that way, and then
we can
like
play them on as if they're good.
We can, call you back, maybe.
Yeah.
Or just, make fun of you or something, as we do. So that might be cool. I'm not going to give out the number just yet, or at all, if I change my mind. But we'll see.
I promise it'll happen.
You have my word. Congratulations are in order.
Yes, we are attending some festivities of nuptials tomorrow.
Yes, and Katie and Josh, congratulations. It was a beautiful wedding. This will be coming out Monday.
Yeah.
It is on a Sunday.
Yep.
Which is not as thrilling. But
It'll be good.
It's good.
It'll be nice. It's supposed to be in a pretty nice place, so I understand. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
And Nashua.
Hopefully, so hopefully I'll get a steak. I think I signed up for steak. Was that an option? Maybe I didn't. I don't remember what
I think it was like beef tenderloin.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. I bet it'll be really
looking
good.
Looking forward to that.
I hope we're sitting together.
Yeah, I really
hope so. That would suck. Because I don't know who else is going.
No, I don't either.
I would have kind of thought like Leah would be going.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who talks to who anymore. These are, you know, this, again, you don't care about this.
Oh, right. We're still recording. Sorry. But yeah, it was a great time. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed the gift. Kickstarter. People are wondering what's going on with this. It's still happening.
Yep.
And by the time this comes out, there'll be 25 days left.
So you gotta get to your rich 60. Friends.
We are at 25% full, so we need to get 75% in 25 days.
It's going. We just keep doing it.
Yeah, we're quite a ways away, but you know, anything could happen still.
Yeah.
So keep, you know, spreading the word and pledging what you can. If you're waiting to pledge, don't wait to pledge.
It's not
stop. Stop waiting to pledge. If you pledge now, no money goes out of your account. So just do it.
Yeah.
And now it's only 25 days away. And if you don't know if you're going to have $20 in 25 days, what the hell?
You should be paying for internet access.
Right. You should be working and not listening to this horse crap.
But the script is complete, you just showed me.
Yes.
So we're going to redo all that.
The final...
Because we did it like 4 years ago.
Right.
But
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to find... either we'll get new microphones or we'll go to a place.
That'd be cool.
To actually record the stuff. But yeah, the script is the final version. I'm never going to touch it again. It's finally finished and in its binder and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
It's exciting. I had to go in and rewrite a lot of stuff. There were a lot of 2006 jokes that really aren't funny now. And I apparently, which was a good catch... didn't write a scene. There was no transition from one part of the movie to the other. I'm like, uh-oh. And I thought it accidentally got deleted, but nope, it just never
existed.
So I added it in there. It's pretty good.
All right.
There's a lot more making fun of Tyler Perry in this movie.
Good.
Tyler Perry, Nicolas Cage, Denny's. I'll put those three things out there.
That's what the world needs.
Yeah. It's they're going to get it hard. So yeah, great. Then we have emails or something.
Well, let's do... What do you want to do? Must-sees or emails first?
Oh, must-sees.
I got one.
Okay, I have none. I'll try to think of one.
So, I just discovered this morning. have you seen the show on the G4 network, Ninja Warriors?
Just this morning, I was hoping... I didn't actually watch it, but I saw it on G4. I was like, what? But I didn't actually watch it.
It's the most ridiculous thing. It's kind of... In the concept of like that old show, Most Extreme Elimination Challenge, except instead of doing ridiculous things, they do these incredibly physically demanding things. People like running up walls and doing like climbing, basically picture like a staircase,
yeah.
Climbing the underside of a staircase backwards and then going back down the other side. Yeah, and these people, it's really just a lot of upper body strength, and it's a Japanese show, mm-hmm. But these people are legit ninjas. They could be ninjas. They're just like climbing and swinging and jumping off of these ledges that they're holding onto with only their fingertips. Really bizarre, but it's on demand.
I can watch it.
Yeah, you can watch it. Maybe when you get Comcast.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Reminds me of I don't know. It's been out for a little while now, and it's based on another old Japanese game show, Silent Library.
I've not heard of this.
Okay. Well, it's a stupid show. It's super stupid.
It sounds pretty uninteresting.
But, yeah, I know, right? but it actually is really funny. It's a group of, like, six people go into this library setting, and they have these six cards, and, they count down. You flip them all over at the same time, and whoever has the skull and crossbones has to do something totally bizarre, but you can't make... There's, like, a noise meter, so you can't make... You can't go past the noise meter. So, like, there was one, the signature one that they do. So when you turn it over and you have the skull and crossbones, you flick the switch and it tells you what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes up and it says, old man bites tenderly. So there's this old Japanese man that comes out of nowhere, takes out his teeth, and nibbles on your ear for 20 seconds. And You just have to sit there and not make any noise. And it's horrible. What? And then they have things like, you have to walk on a treadmill as your the back of your pants are being filled with balloons. And then when they explode, you can't be like, oh! You have to be dead silent. And then they put like a octopus, like a smelly old, like decaying octopus on like a spinning mechanism. And then a guy gets slapped in the face. Like you're talking about throwing an octopus. It's the old, you can find it on YouTube, the old one, and that's really, really funny.
But what channel is this on?
This is on MTV or MTV2 or something.
I have no reason to ever watch MTV.
No, me neither. Me neither.
I'll look into that.
But it's worth a watch. It's funny.
Have you seen, speaking of octopus, I mean, and this is, again, going to be outdated by the time this airs Monday, the octopus has predicted, like, all the winners of the World Cup.
I saw the subject headline, but I didn't actually read it.
Yeah, I think his name is Steve. He just they put two boxes in his aquarium, and he just kind of migrates over to one of them.
The winner?
That team has been winning every time. I was going to make all sorts of World Cup references if we recorded shows 2 weeks ago. I was going to bring my Vuvuzela.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought that was a little played out now.
That's too bad. Yeah. Well, we'll put this episode on YouTube, and then you can just play the Vuvuzela over us with our little...
But for the first few days, I was walking around just blowing it in my roommate's face. It's just like, World Cup!
I'm sure he loved that.
Yeah, it was good.
So... What's next?
Let's do some emails. What's that smell?
It smells like onions. You know what that means. If you have a question or a funny joke, just send it on in to the Fan 12 Talk. Wow, that was violent.
That noise kills me every time.
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right, so we got a couple emails here. This first one coming from old friend of the show, Kyle Moyer. He writes, nice show last week, but I have a question.
Nice.
If you were to have a sidekick, like sidekick-like best friend who happened to be half human, half animal, what animal would you prefer him or her to be? They would have all the attributes of the animal that you want with none of the attributes that you do not want. Example, half cow equals unlimited supply of milk minus crapping all over your living room. See, I kind of would almost prefer having to pick one that, like, you had to deal with the good and the bad.
It would make it more, it would be harder to choose.
Yeah.
So it popped into my head just now and I got giggling. I thought it was a crab.
See, I thought starfish.
But I'm picturing the top half, like your size of a human, and then the size of a crab. So you just have like the top of a human, and then just like...
I have a story about a crab. I was down on the Cape last weekend for the 4th of July, and we were standing on like the dock, where like, the house we were staying at was like right on the ocean. And I see this seagull go flying by, and he has a whole crab in his mouth. And there's another seagull chasing after him. Like, oh, look at that. Whatever. Forget about it. 10 minutes go by. We're just talking. Then all of a sudden, we hear like, craw! And both seagulls come dive bombing back in and drop the crab on the dock and like bounces off into the sand and take off. Like, almost hits a group of friends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then we go over and we see the crab, and it's just kind of laying there, like, half lazily flailing its arms to get, like, a hole in its stomach from, like, the seagull beak.
Oh, my God.
So we picked it up and kind of, like, threw it back in the water, but, like, the ocean just kind of, like, washed it back ashore. Yeah, and it was, like, kind of half alive. It was a nasty day for that crab. It was weird.
Poor crab.
It was weird.
I bet. An aerial battle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be... Is that pretty much the question? That would be mine.
What if it was, like... I switched it, and I had my sidekick be the legs of a human, but then the top half of a bird.
Crab. It still is a crab.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's hard, because what's the top half of a crab?
We're talking the... Yeah, they're...
I would still want the... They want the pinchers. Claws. Yeah.
But maybe just not the little tiny legs, the flipper things.
I'm just like... Just slice the top of a crab off.
Maybe pick a better animal.
No. I don't think so. I can't... any other animal I think of is really tiny. So that would just be the same thing over and over again. Human size.
I was thinking octopus for a minute. Small. But then I guess that's just Ursula. Or nothing mantipus. Good. Yeah. Mantipus.
Or a... what are they called? Sea cow.
Manatee?
Manatee.
That's another one you can't really split in half very manatee. Well.
You just have to push them in like a wheelbarrow. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, that was a good one. Moving on.
Thank you, Kyle, for your contribution. Next up.
Eamon Breen. No, he says pronounced like Amen. Amen Breen.
Oh, this is a new person.
Yeah, he says, Dear Sir Waterman and Sir Barnhill, the question that I wish to ask your noble selves is that... Oh, this is weird to read. Is that if you were a supervillain, but you had to be a themed mad scientist, what would your theme be, i.e. bees? And why? Your outfits, as well as many devices you create, must be based around this theme. Your crimes, however, do not. My regards, Eamon.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
See, I like bees. I'm thinking like Bioshock, bees shoot bees nice. From your arms.
Yeah, that'd be cool. What else would be good?
Maybe amphibian.
Okay.
I'm basically thinking of like any Mario outfit. That he ever was.
The flying that raccoon.
Yeah,
thing?
How did that make sense?
I don't know.
We want him to fly. Raccoon, done.
Raccoon.
Put a tail on him.
Couldn't even do squirrel, and that's actually almost the same.
That
would have
made sense.
What would I do? Alcoholism.
I was thinking murderer.
Just, my theme is not really doing such a great job.
Being just mediocre at life.
Just stumbling around. And my crimes would just be very sloppy.
Maybe I'll be an animator, and I'll just sit at a desk all day and draw Garfield cartoons. And have a sad life like John Arbuckle.
You could be the Arbuckler. Yeah, I think mine would have to be something along the lines of... I'm just stalling. I have no idea.
Yeah, it seems like we got some good questions this week and no good answers for them.
Yeah, okay. So what was the question?
If you
were a supervillain, what would your theme
mad
be?
Scientist, mad scientist, I have a theme.
Okay, mad scientist.
So all your gadgets and outfits would be this theme.
Okay.
I want a gun that shoots earthworms.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Like a bazooka, earthworm bazooka.
That'd be gross.
Yeah. And then you could maybe have a grappling hook that was kind of looked like a worm.
Squirt it out. What could you do with hens? Something like that. And like...
You have an egg gun?
Livestock birds. Yeah, yeah. Because then you could live in like the chicken coop. They could call it. Or the barnyard. Yeah.
I was thinking of going to see Despicable Me today, and I watched the trailer again, and I was like, nah.
I don't know if that's going to be any good or not.
Have we talked about Toy Story on the show yet?
No.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was funny. I watched... So, thanks for your... thanks for your question. Oh, man. we watched Toy Story 1. And... Or rather, I went and saw Toy Story 3. And then I came back and watched Toy Story 1. Have you done that?
I haven't. Yet? I haven't rewatched either of them. And I don't really remember much from Toy Story 2 specifically.
Toy Story 1... still amazing. Still ahead of its time. Unbelievable film. Looks like a high school project compared to Toy Story 3. It's phenomenal how far they've come. But that movie.
Yeah.
It was saw it twice. I saw it once in regular D and then once in 3D.
The end of the movie, things got a little misty.
Oh, I bawled my eyes out.
Yeah, I cried.
I
legitimately cried.
I cried out loud. Yeah.
I was like,
is that what that was? I think you're in my theater. It was very emotional. Yeah. Very, very emotional. Both times, too. It was almost worse the second time around. Do yourself a service and go see that movie if you haven't already.
Yeah, it was a good flick.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much all I got to talk about.
I'm thinking about maybe going to see that movie. I think it's called Quincy tonight. Have you seen the trailers for this with John C. Reilly and
you don't mean Quincy.
What do I mean?
You mean with John C. Reilly and Jonah Hill.
Yeah, what's it called?
Something. I want to say Curly, but that's not it. It's only because you said Quincy. Help us out. Does anyone know? Shout it as hard as you can.
I'm IMDBing this right now. We can just...
No. Someone's going to yell at the thing, and everything's going to be great again. Cyrus.
Cyrus. That's what it's
Thank
called.
You, audience. I was waiting for someone to really speak up.
Not Quincy.
Yes. It's funny. Like, the first time around I saw the trailer, and they originally pitched it as, like, this, like, demented kind of, like, not really a comedy type movie. And I was like, I'm not interested. But then they're like, now it looks hysterical to me because they're telling me it's funny. I was like, okay.
I feel like it might kind of be in the same genre as that Adam Sandler movie, Punch Drunk Love, which made me feel like I was losing my mind.
I hated that
movie. I got so anxious watching that movie, I just could not do
it. You know what I think it's probably going to be like? Observe and Report.
I didn't see that. That looked like crap.
That was one they're like, it's a laugh out riot. Ah. But it like dealt with like serious disorders that people have.
Ah.
Yeah. But this one definitely looks funnier.
Or at least weird.
Yeah, or at least weird. Yeah, go see that.
Yeah, all right.
Cool.
All right, that's all I got.
All right, well, I will see you some other time.
Yeah. We'll figure out when we have one of
these. I'll Skype live from the Bahamas.
All right.
No, I won't. That'll cost so much money. Not with Skype, though.
Nope.
I've learned how to use Skype.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Mom. Good night, America.